am. Jason Waller here. That's right, with Jason Waller Unleashed. That is right. Unleashed from the chaos, from the woke, from the bullshit, from everything going on. Top 10 podcast on society and culture. Check it out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You can check it out on YouTube, Instagram, or Facebook at Jason Waller Bam or at Jason Waller Unleashed. And I have got an OG podcasting person here. He was my co-host on the Top 5 Entrepreneur Podcast, True Underdog. He was on 75% or so of those episodes. They were epic. He was bringing the best out of me. He was able to come in there and really articulate the growth of our business. And then we lost our business. We kind of did our own thing for a while. We're catching up. My man, how you doing, Mr. John fucking LeBlanc?
It has been a minute, hasn't it? It's been a while.
I mean, if you add up the minutes, call it, I don't.
It's weird.
It's weird being on the podcast, right?
Yeah. But
every time I think of John LeBlanc, I think of John LeBlanc wearing this Superman outfit when I tried to put it on Halloween and I had a little belly, so I looked a little fucking goofy. And you actually are all in shape and you look like a real Superman. And I say that because here I am eating Swedish fish and you said, dude, you're better than that. And I said, have you ever had a slushie? And you're like, no, not really. Maybe once with you. And you're judging me like this. I want my podcast room to be like Planet Fitness. I want a fucking zero judgment. But you're over here staring at the sugar I'm eating going, you fat fuck, why are you eating that? And that's what you're saying.
Dude, first of all, you always get it wrong. It wasn't Superman. It was Spider-Man. All right. Spider-Man costume. So, and I was your trainer for like 2 years. So, yeah, I care about what you put in your body. And artificial dyes and colors and sugar highs, like, just, I know what you want. I know what you want, but that's what you're eating right now is not going to get you there.
I know. I want to wear a tank top and I want to have a six pack. I want to lift up my shirt and you just, it's like a skinny snuffleupagus, right? You know, fucking nose just swinging, six pack there. Because right now it's like a round snuffleupagus. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I saw it. It's not too bad. I saw you do your cold plunge the other day.
Where do I rank on what I used to look like compared to now? Same, better, a little worse? What was the deal?
I think, well, I know we had your weight lower than it is now. What are you? If we had you at 209 was the lowest. I know that.
I'm at 229.
Okay. So we had you 20 pounds less.
But I am a little bigger up top.
I think that helps the look. Been lifting some weights. Yeah. As long as your chest is bigger than your belly, right? Just have the chest bigger than the belly.
You got to have the dick bigger than the belly and you got to have the chest bigger than the belly. Because once the other one goes the other way, you're done. Yeah. Am I right?
That's right.
Because the belly's too big, you can't see your dick. That's a problem. You got to get mirrors and shit. You're like, honey, does it look okay? Like, that's a problem.
Yeah, hopefully we never have to go there.
I'm working on it, though. I'm getting close. I got to be careful. Less of this. So how have you been? What has the John LeBlanc been up to since our epic journey at Power Home, where we had a very emotional ride at the end, and we gave our best efforts forward. And then, you know, I know you stayed in the solar industry for a while, but how's it been? What has life been to you? What have you been doing?
Yeah, you know, shortly after that, you know, I was, you know, we kind of talked before the show, right? Like, you finally, you know, watch your loved one die and take its last breath, because we were scraping and clawing, right, for so long. Yeah. It was at least 6 months, maybe even longer. There's a lot of stuff that went into that, but I don't know if I'd change that experience. Like, I learned a lot in 6 months. You know, some people never get a chance to go through something like that, and you learn about your work rate, you learn about how you can handle and manage stress, you learn about how you can manage relationships. You've got to go through laying off, you've got to go, I mean, everything you go through, and then you watch a company take its last breath and you're like, man, like, I would have never saw that coming, but it did. And man, it was fun, though. You know, it was fun while it lasted. And then went into some consulting stuff for a little while, had some fun, worked with a tech company, a startup, did some solar stuff. Now I'm with solar still. But outside of that, dude, just trying to enjoy kids, you know, family. Yeah. You know, we're like, you know, we're a little behind where you're at. Like, we've got a 6, 8, and 11-year-old. So, like, that's the heat of having kids, right? That is like the meat and potatoes of it. So trying to enjoy that as much as possible.
Yeah, amen to that. Mine are 25, 20, 17, and 13. And after this summer, three will be moved out because London graduates this year.
Kenzie's at Bama.
She's right? been at Bama for her second year. And then Hannah has two kids and lives on her own. And then London graduates this year. Even though she was supposed to be a junior, she accelerated to a senior. She graduates. She got accepted to Colorado State, Arizona State, Arizona, FAU, and Coastal Carolina. And she chose Coastal Carolina at Myrtle Beach, which we didn't like, but that's what she picked. Uh-huh. So she's going to go there this summer. She's going to move into her dorm. And we're going to move to Boca. And it'll be just me, Liz, and Christian. And he'll be going into eighth grade. So five more years for him, and he's out.
How'd you guys pick Boca?
Because we wanted something as good as Birmingham, and I missed Michigan. And we debated going back to Michigan. That was actually in the cards. But it's so liberal. I mean, it is so fucking liberal. From the governor to the fucking libtards marching the streets there. I just, that and the bad weather bothered me so much. Because I love the people, love you guys, love the city of Birmingham, love the Detroit Lions, love summertime there. But the snow and the fucking libtards just, I said, I'm done. With the way this world's going, with the way people are acting and the fucking, the victim mentality and the reverse racism bullshit and everything out there. And I got a whole story to tell you I got to catch you up on.
Okay.
I went to Boca and I was like, this is like a nice Jewish community, kind of like Birmingham, and it's very uppity. And they've got a Lifetime, and they've got an Equinox, and then my boy Aaron Singerman that owns Redcon. They have a Redcon gym, so I know him well. I can go there. Like the whole vibe is good. I was like, you know what? And it's a red state. They care about their borders. They fucking don't care about fucking vaccines. They fucking, they believe people are what they are because they earn it and they work for it. They don't get fucking, you know, bullshit reverse privilege or any of that other nonsense. And I'm like, that's where I want to go. Let my son finish school there, play sports, build our business. We got a business kind of flourishing, build an opportunity, a branch there and crush it.
Can you say libtards are like that's a.
I can say libtards every day, all day. It's my podcast. It's called Unleashed Anti-Libtard, Anti-Woke. In fact, he'll make it. Now, when he makes the cut on it and I put that on as a reel, well, they'll mute that for sure. For sure. But it'll get, well, TikTok will throw me off for a day. The other ones will let it play. My boy Elon will let that shit stay on Twitter.
He will.
I can say libtards and he's like, freedom of speech. You say what you want. Did you see his argument with Don Lemon?
No.
Don Lemon was like, don't you think it's your responsibility to help protect what is said on Twitter? Like you need to put barriers on that hurts people's feelings. He goes, Don, it's not censorship. You're pro censorship. And Don's like, no, I'm not. And Elon goes, you're so pro censorship. You can taste it. And Don goes, no, I'm about freedom of speech. And he goes, no, you're not. You're trying to block what they say. And he goes, no, I'm not. And then Elon said, which I love, he said, freedom of speech means someone you don't like says something you don't like. That's freedom of speech. Period. Drop the mic. I said, there you go. So Twitter, you can say whatever the fuck you want.
He's right.
Libtards are real, dude. Like you may not say that's, that they're real. They're like fucking, they're like sheep, they're like, bah, with no personality, and they just vote left. They vote for a fucking old man, can't even fucking say a sentence, and it's full of shit. Like, it just makes no sense to me.
Don't you feel like it's shifting a little bit, though? Like, after this last...
Here's what I feel like. Black lives will matter again in about 9 months, which is sad, because they should have mattered this whole time. But now the libtards are going to pull out, hey, guys, let's go. Black lives matter, let's march. And that's sad. Because they should have mattered this whole time. And I ask all my black friends, hey man, Black Lives Matter, right? Yeah. How come they ain't fucking mattered the last 3 years? I know. I guarantee they matter come election time.
Mm-hmm.
This is the world we live in, dude. I've got a story to tell you.
Yeah.
My son got in a major fight and got suspended. And then thus parents got in a major fight and the police got called.
Big time fight?
I mean, dude, the worst middle school fight that I've ever seen and the principal ever seen and the cop ever seen.
You saw it?
I got to see the video. Uh-huh. Yeah. And he didn't go to the private school anymore. So he's at the private school and we were doing the show stuff that they got a new headmaster there and he was a dick. and very liberal. And I hate to be that way because I'm not one. I have liberal friends, but as long as you're not vomiting that shit on me and forcing it down my throat, we're good. I ain't going to vomit my shit. We're good.
Well, wait, sometimes
but this guy was a dick.
But sometimes when you get called a libtard, like it just it can throw people off a little bit. You know?
You can't say libtard isn't retard. And I have an uncle who's retarded, so I can say what the fuck I want. He's genuinely retarded. He has brain damage. It's a fact. I just said it because he has it. I'm allowed to say it. Google that shit. Like
special needs or handicapped are better words than.
You know, when I was fucking in teenagers, dude, everyone called me a fucking retard. Fucking teacher would be like, are you retarded? Like, is that normal? Remember when they said that shit?
Yeah, I do remember. I was in that generation as well, but like, I don't say the R word.
Now it's like, oh my God, you've offended me. How about the fucking people marching with wieners and vaginas on their head? Doesn't that offend people? What about these fucking illegal aliens coming across the border doing shit? Does that not offend people? I mean, that defends the fuck out of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what about Biden not going to this officer's fucking funeral and he's worried about a charity event with the other two fuck sticks?
All that.
That offends me. Mm-hmm. You know, those things offend me, but they want to worry about a word, a fucking word. You know, P. Diddy out here fucking roofying people and fucking dudes and kids.
Over. Yeah.
What the fuck? And roofing them. They don't know. Like, dude, that's offensive. Don't worry about a word, a fucking word, a word that has always been said. A word. It's a fucking word. Now,
I hadn't heard it. I hadn't heard libtard before.
That's a great word, dude. I heard it somewhere. It's a great word.
I feel like that's a joke.
I wish Trump would go, look, we're so great. We're going to win the election. We're so great. And these libtards, they're going to go stand in line. Like, I wish he would say that, but he won't.
That'd be classic. What's your story on Christian?
So the fight. So first of all, he left that Christian school. Christian school, it was a private school. He left that school because of the way that the headmaster was just awkward. And he was like, Dad, I want to go to school with my friends. So I put him in this public school over in Mooresville. And he was getting bullied because we had our show out. The show was coming out and kids started bullying him. And not physically, because Christian takes boxing lessons. He's kind of tough, but he never starts a fight. He's a very sweet boy. He's got three older sisters. He protects people. Like he's a sweet kid. Like everyone's like, dude, Christian's such a sweet kid. But he is strong as a fucking ox. And he boxes. He takes boxing lessons. I don't know. He's taken them 2-3 times a month for the last couple of years. So he's in there hitting his bag or hitting his bob and, you know, and wants to box me and fuck around. Like he's got some skills, right? And I do that for self-defense and for self-confidence. I don't do it so he can fight people. You know, he's never been really – he did get in a fight at the end of last school year. He got jumped by 3 8th graders. That's a whole different story. But, you know, this was his first, like crazy fight. And so I put him in that school and they're bullying him and it's like, this is bullshit. So I move him to another school and I move him to a school called Davidson K-8. And it's a local school here. He goes to school with Rachel's kids, Kingston. Him and Kingston are actually buddies. Mm. And so Styles with the glasses always talks a lot. That's what he reminds me of. Good kid, funny. So Christian is going to school there and things are fine. We're not having any issues or anything. And this black kid, I bring this up because I'm going to talk about reverse racism because Christian's best friend, it matters, is mixed, spends the night all the time. His name's Layton. He's half white, half black, plays football with us. All of Christian's friends, almost all of them, like 80% are black. Like he plays on travel football teams. We go to Gatlinburg. Like he's the only white kid, maybe one other one on the team out of like 15 kids. Right. So he hangs out with a lot of African-American or black kids and they have a different culture. And I want him to hang out with, I want him to be diverse. I don't want him to live in a bubble of privilege or this. I want him to hang out with other people and understand their background. Okay. Now, whether the white, green, black, or purple, if they're bad kids, he can't hang out with them. But these kids he hangs out with football are good kids. Little mouthy, you know, a little wild, but you know, who gives a shit, right? They're teenagers. So he has like not a racist bone in his body. And we were at some football tournaments the last couple weeks, and he'll be on the field. He's a quarterback, and there'll be black kids on the other team being like, look at this fucking white boy out here trying to be a quarterback, you white motherfucker, just talking shit. And he laughs at it, like laughing, and then he'll throw a touchdown and do a dance, and like, you know, he gives him shit, right? So he can handle criticism. So Monday, I guess they changed classes. This is like last Monday. And in between classes, this black kid comes up to him and bumps him out of his way and says, get out of my way, white boy. And Christian's like, hey, dude, I don't know you. What's up, man? Give me some dats. Kid's like, fuck you. He's like, okay, whatever. And the kid like taps Christian in the back of the head. Christian's like, dude, what the hell? You're fucking weird. And walks away. Doesn't tell us about it. We don't know. Tuesday comes. He's going between classes again. And the kid hits him in the back of the head. Christian goes, dude, what the hell? And the kid's like in his face. Christian's like, dude, get out of my face. Like, I don't know you. What is your deal? He's like, fuck you, white boy, you fucking white bitch. Just talking shit. Christian's like, dude, get the fuck out of my face. And the kid pushes Christian. All this is on film, by the way. I got to see it. The kid pushes Christian. And Christian pushes him back. And the kid punches Christian in the face. Like this. And then after the kid punches Christian in the face, the kid like turns like this. Not around. Turns like this. Like he's going to walk away. Christian drops his bag and like a fucking bat out of hell throws this right cross that hits this kid, comes boom right there. And the kid spins, I mean, a fucking haymaker. The kid spins around, hits the wall, falls down. Christian gets on top of him. Boom, 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 boom. Plummeted him like 8 punches in the face. Picks him up, slams him into the fence. And then the kid's crying and a little bit of blood on his face saying, please stop, and runs away. Christian grabs his bag. You can hear him tell his buddy, did you see me kick that kid's ass? I got to see the film. I get a call at the end of the school day from Liz and says, your son's been in a fight. I'm like, what? And he's telling me the story. I'm like, oh. Cops show up at our house.
Oh, God.
Cop comes into our house and says, hey, we got a call from the school that your son told this kid he got in a fight with last week that he was going to shoot him. So we got to check on this. My wife's like, what? My son's never even seen a gun. What are you talking about? So they're like, we just got to do a wellness check. She's like, so Christian comes down. He's like, what? And the cop's like, yeah, they said this. Christian's like, first of all, I just met this kid Monday. I never talk about guns. I've never seen a gun. I would never say that. And this kid's probably lying because he got his butt kicked. That's what Christian tells the cop. The cop's like, well, it did sound weird that they said it was said last week and they didn't say anything till after this fight. Remember, it's Tuesday afternoon. Cop's like, kind of seems like it might be retaliatory. We just needed to do a wellness check. My wife's like, well, maybe you should go check their house since they're making false accusations and let it go. They leave. Wife calls me like, what the fuck? I'm like, what? So we're like, Christian's like, I would never say that. Like, that is, I've never even spoken to this kid though, since Monday. Like, I don't know him. I'm like, all right, we'll deal with this. We got to go to the school tomorrow anyway. So we go to the school to talk to the school about what happened. I haven't seen the video yet. We go into the school. While we're in there, they are like, look, Christian was doing self-defense. I'm going to show you the video, but it was very excessive. So we should feel he needs to be suspended also. And I say, okay, so the kid hit him first. Yep. And I said, well, Christian told us this is what happened. And I repeated what Christian said. And they said, that's what he told us. And that's exactly what we saw. I said, okay. I said, well, my first concern before you show me the video is this whole gun thing. I said, did these people call the police? She's like, no, they called me after school, after the fight. And I said, and then you did what? Well, I called the police because I didn't know what to do. And then I guess they came and did a wellness check. I said, well, I'd like you to call the police to have them do a wellness check at this guy's house because I think it's retaliatory. If Christian would have said something like that, which he clearly didn't, and he said it last week, don't you think the parents or the kid would have said something last week, not waited till after they got in a fight that this kid started and got beat up? To try? They're like, we agree. We think it's retaliatory. We don't think Christian said that. This is what they said. I was like, well, all right. She's like, but you probably have to call the police yourself. I said, all right, I'll deal with that. I don't think that's cool that some kid would make up some shit like that. That's wrong. So then she shows me the video. Oh, and I say, well, by the way, right when I sat down, I said, listen, I feel before I watch this, that this is some reverse racism stuff. That had my kid been calling him, you little black boy, or calling him names, that you guys would have a bigger problem than you do now with just a fight. I'm going to set that clear now, that I feel, I don't care if he's purple, green, orange, or yellow, that there cannot be a special circumstance to give somebody a pass, to treat somebody a way that everybody's complaining that they're treated. Like, it's not going to happen. Not on my time. It's not going to happen. I said, so I want to make it clear that you guys understand that. I don't appreciate that. Neither does my son. Like, a lot of his friends are black. Like, he's over here fucking calling him names and hitting him, you know, about his skin and color. That needs to be on top of whatever suspension he may have. I'm just saying that, like, we can't discuss at this point. I said, but this reverse racism shit isn't going to work for me. It just isn't going to work for me. My family doesn't go disrespect black people. I don't think black people should disrespect my family. I just don't. I love all people, so I want to be loved equally. You don't get a pass, and I don't get a pass. That's how it works. We treat each other with respect. It's not about that. And that's not what happened, right? So I made that clear at the beginning. So they, and then I said, secondly, self-defense, like, if he gets hit first, you can't say it was too excessive in self-defense. If someone breaks into my home and I'm scared for my life, it's not shoot him in the toe. If I shoot him and kill him, I still am within my rights because I'm scared. So Christian fighting back, he's got to fight till he feels there's no threat. He doesn't know where that line is. But let's see the video. So they show me the video, and it was exactly what I said. Like, it was, like, unreal. Like, Christian wore the brakes off this kid. This kid started it. He was, you know, saying punkish shit. He's saying inappropriate shit. He was putting his hands on my son trying to be a badass. And he fucked around and found out. That's what happened, right? And it's unfortunate. And when I watched the video, I felt bad for the kid. I was like, damn. So I was like, listen, I don't like the suspension, but I understand. And I'm going to accept it, but I don't like it. She's like, okay. She's like, I'm concerned about him saying he blacked out when he started swinging. I said, no, it's called he sees red. I get that way. If I get in a fight, you just kind of like, you're just going until it stops. And I said, I'm still more concerned about this kid after the fact calling the school saying my son was threatening to shoot. Like, that's a fucking serious allegation. That's a problem for me. And she's like, no, I get it. So we part ways. He's going to be suspended for 3 days, have 1 day ISS, whatever, and we're going to leave. We're leaving the school. In comes this other family. It's a mom. It's a dad. It's a kid Christian's age. It's a kid younger, and it's a kid in a stroller. And out of the mom's words go, is that that little white motherfucker right there? I said, excuse me. And the dad goes, fuck you, motherfucker. You want to hit my son from behind, motherfucker? And I said, first of all, my son didn't hit your son from behind. Go watch the fucking videotape. He's like, fuck you, motherfucker. I'll whip your ass. And he's getting in my face. Oh, and then the mom starts saying, I fight kids, motherfucker. I fight kids. And she's like getting loud. My wife's like, you're a racist fucking bitch. Go the fuck take care of your kids. And lady's like, fuck you. And she's yelling at my son, I fucking fight kids. And I'm opening the door and the cop comes out. And I'm like, you need to stop this fucking bitch fucking trying to fight my kid. And he's over there trying to hold her. And she's like, I fight kids. Fuck you. My Christian's like trying to back up to the car. So this goes from the school towards the parking lot. And the dad's in my face. And he's like, I boxed for 8 years. Motherfucker. I was like, listen, that obviously didn't help your kid. And he ran his mouth like you did. He got fucked up. You better watch what you fucking say. He's like, fuck you, motherfucker. I deal with people like you. I was like, I'm here, bitch. I'll talk. I'm here, bitch. What? Don't fucking talk about it. Be like, I was pissed. And I'm like trying to get them to stop so we can get in the car. And the cop is struggling. Like, I was bothered because I could see the fear in his eyes. And guess why I saw fear in his eyes?
I don't know.
Because they were black.
Oh, the cop. Wait.
Yep. Wait. There's one cop dealing with the mom and the guy. I could see it in his eyes. Straight up, that was the problem. And that's sad. Had that been me or my wife, he'd have fucking tasered us, arrested us. He didn't want this to elevate even more. I felt bad for him, but this is what really fucking happened. I was right there. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, you need to detain her. She's trying to fight my son. Like, what are you going to do? And he's like, get in the car. I'm like, I'm fucking trying. The guy's in my face. The guy pulls something out of his pocket. I'm like, whoa. And he takes a picture of my tag. He's like, I'll deal with you, motherfucker. I was like, you come by my house and deal with me. You won't go home. I'm like, you come to wrong fucking house. And he's like talking shit. I'm talking shit. I'm like, this motherfucker. I'm like, your piece is a shit. Like, you got kids and babies here. Why don't you fucking go be human? What is wrong with you? You don't, like, I was losing it. We finally try to get in the car, and the lady's trying to stick her head in the car. Cop still can't hold her back. I'm like, Liz, run this bitch over. Back up, run her fucking over. If a cop can't control her, run her over. Liz trying to back up, girl's in the face. I'm like, dude, she didn't get out of the face. She's about to get fucking hit. The cop finally moves her. We go over. Liz called the police twice during this. She's calling 911, 911. Like, she's like, get here. Like, this cop's like not even asked for backup. He's like holding her and like totally getting, this was bad. We see a cop on the road. I'm running out. I jump out. I'm like, you need to get over there and help him. These fucking people, blah, 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 blah. So we pull over. Cop gets over there. They stop these couple. Cop comes over to me. I'm like, look, I want to file charges. They're communicating threats about beating up my son, talking about taking pictures of my house. I said, I want all the things. So I wait there for 30 minutes. Seven cop cars show up. Two investigative cars show up. They're like, all right, Mr. Wall, we got everything. You're going to have to leave. We'll follow up with you. I'm like, all right. So I'm like, well, fuck. You know, I don't hear nothing. I'm like waiting. Waiting. Next day, I got to fly to Miami for an event. Still waiting. I'm like, what the fuck? Cop calls my wife and is like, my wife's like, are you going to file charges on those people? He's like, well, she's like, you didn't do your job of protecting my son. Like, you should have fucking detained her or something. That was ridiculous. He goes, I was trying to sustain the situation. Someone called her a bitch, so she was trying to fight him. My wife goes, I called her a bitch, and she was trying to fight my son, and that doesn't give her right to make threats and chase my son around the car. That's threatening a minor. You should have done something. You need to file charges. He's like, well, I might file charges also on Christian because the fight was excessive. He was using that in his power. So when I landed Friday, I went straight to the police department and I went straight to the commander chief's office. And I said, we need to have a conversation. I told him this whole story. And I said, here's my problem with your department and with your cop. I felt bad for him because he's in a tough situation. Even that day, I felt bad for him because I was like, he didn't want to push the envelope because the way the media has spun this world, he's so worried that if he does something excessive, it's going to be this whole thing and he's going to lose his job and shit's going to happen. So he was scared. I said, I watched your cop scared. I watched fear in his eyes while this was going on. And I'm like, you need to do, I'm begging him to do something. I said, watch the body cam. I'm begging. He didn't. He's supposed to protect and serve. That didn't happen because he was too worried about all the politics and shit that play with it. And that's wrong. Secondly, I could have forgave him for that had he not fucking tried to strong arm my wife with, well, I might just press charges on Christian. That's where I have a fucking problem. I'm tired of it. I'm not going to fucking tolerate this. This isn't going to happen. My son's not going to go to school and feel like he's going to get jumped or he's going to get harassed. Or like I said, all this shit needs to go away. My goal isn't to get these parents in trouble. I don't even need to file charges on them. I'm alive. I'm breathing. I'm not hurt. I've moved on from it. My goal isn't to upset and hurt these parents and their family. I just want to move on from it. But this cop needs to have a conversation because God forbid something like this happen again. Mm-hmm. I get it. So then I went back to the school, took Christian to school. I guess that kid hasn't come back to school. And I talked to the cop then and we talked about it. And he was like, look, you know, we're not going to file charges of Christian or the kid. And we're asking that you don't file charges on that family. I said, look, I ain't filing charges. Nobody. It's nothing. But I said, but you can't act this way because of somebody color their skin. I didn't. I said, well, I disagree. I think you did because I saw it in your face. Because if not, then you didn't do your job. You didn't do your job of detaining her and the threat. You didn't handle the threat. Mm-hmm. Then the chief of the police or whatever called me back, said, well, we watched a video. We just felt like, you know, he was in a bad situation and he didn't want it to escalate. And I said, again, my son is backing up from the car. And in most cases, a cop says, I've asked you to stop. They shouldn't have to be physically pushed around. They should say, stop or I'm going to arrest you. And none of that was said. But that's fine. So that's what happened. That's the world we live in. Libtards.
Damn, that's wild.
Thoughts on that?
I mean, how's your son feeling from it? Is he good now? That can be a little traumatic.
He was great. Like, I guess he got on the bus. People are clapping because this kid bullies everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But he was told he signed a no contact order. He doesn't talk to kids about it. I didn't sign shit. I can talk to whoever I want about it. And I don't wish bad on that family. Yeah. I don't. I feel sorry for that kid because his mom puts bad shit in his head, dude. Like his mom, that's just not. And that dad shouldn't be in that way. They should have handled it like, dude, you don't know us and you come up on us like that. Like why? It was a kid fight. And I understand the assumption your kid got hit. Maybe he thought he got hit from behind. He didn't. Go watch the tape. He gets hit right here on the side. Like right here. Boom. Like you punch somebody. You don't turn when you punch somebody. They're going to punch you back. But I get it, and I put myself in their shoes, and I go, look, I'd be fired up, but I wouldn't be making these threats, saying this hateful shit. Like, I wouldn't do that, right? And that's what happened. And then it put me in a bad spot because I'm protecting my family, and of course, you know, alpha male, and he's making threats, and I'm like, hey, you know, your son wanted to fuck around and find out. If you want to, let me know. We're here, right? That's the conversation that was going on, which isn't healthy. It's not healthy for anybody. Nobody wins with that. The easiest win should have been the kid should have never said anything or touched Christian. Christian should have let it go and turned the cheek. And I've had a conversation with him and said, look, sometimes it's best to not fight back, dude. But I get it. He's defending himself, right? I've always taught my kids, and my dad taught me, never, ever, ever start a fight, but finish it. And that's what he did. Right, so I can't get mad at him for that. It was a little excessive, and I told him next time you need to relax. But, dude, like, he wasn't mouthy. He didn't start it. He wasn't even mouthy to this lady that was threatening him. He was just in shock and awe, like, I can't believe this 250-pound lady was trying to fight me. That's what he kept saying. Like, this is crazy. She was a big lady.
Yeah, I see how you threw that in there.
You're worried about what I'm eating? Somebody's got to worry about what the fuck she's eating. Okay? That bitch is big.
Oh, man. I understand about, like, I think the counselor or someone from the school, you know, Christian, you just kind of black out. You don't think about it. You're just reacting at that point. And, like, if you haven't done it, you don't get it. But, like, I can totally get that. Like, you just react, and that's just what you do.
Look, and he likes his friends at that school. And we had words with the principal after, because I still told her how I felt, and I didn't like that everything was this. But, look, they stepped up and did the right thing, right? I'm okay with it now, and my son's at school, and everything's fine. So I will say I have no issues with the school, and I talked to the cop, and everything was fine. But that situation was handled wrong because of the media and because of the world we live in. And that's the problem I have. I have that problem.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of it. And I think the world is sick of it.
Yeah. Yeah. The cop puts him in a really tough spot. You know, he knows what he's supposed to do, but he's also got to watch, you know, he's just got to watch himself, right? Like, there's been traumatic events, like all wrong events that have happened. And,
agreed.
On both sides, right? And, unfortunately, like, it just puts everyone in a spot where, no one's necessarily doing their job or doing what's right.